This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the coming hours, the president of China is expected to arrive in Russia for a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and U.S. officials are waiting for an update. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is expected to dominate the meeting between visiting Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin in Moscow. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there are concerns China may agree to help Putin in the war effort.
China has not condemned Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They are still buying Russian oil and energy resources.
He tells Fox News Sunday experts wonder if there will be talk of a China-brokered ceasefire, which would give Putin a strategic advantage. Since President Xi is talking to Russia, will there be a call with President Biden?
He does want to set up another chance to talk to President Xi, and I suspect that will happen.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
North Korean state media reported on Monday that leader Kim Jong-un led 2 days of military drills simulating a nuclear counterattack over the weekend. VOA's Marissa Melton tells us more.
State media KCNA reported that the drills included the firing of a ballistic missile carrying a mock nuclear warhead. The drills were the fourth show of force from Pyongyang in a week. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Sunday that the short-range ballistic missile fired by Pyongyang flew 800 kilometers or 500 miles before landing in the East Sea, also known as the Sea of Japan. Tokyo has also condemned the launch, as did the U.S. military's Indo-Pacific Command. North Korea's drills took place as South Korea and the United States stage their own military maneuvers. 11 days of joint drills known as Freedom Shield. It's their largest set of joint exercises in 5 years.